local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Kind of cool this morning, but then heading to some warmer temps and rain. And by the weekend, that all clears out. And fall, or maybe a little taste of winter back on us. Dr. Bill has more details coming up in just a second. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, again, they had a motorcyclist that was killed and a firefighter critically injured in two crashes early this morning in Muskogee Bridge across the Perdita River at the state line. So if you're traveling in Baldwin County, that area, be careful. So far, again, Mobile Police Department are clear and no delays across the Bayway. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast is going to expect mostly sunny skies today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
707 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings Wednesday style. Glad to have you along. Sean Sullivan. Hey, y'all. Dalton Orwick. There he is.
Right here.
Kelly Finley on the way. So is staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. And Kane will keep us updated traffic-wise throughout the morning. Also, front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. Three big things. Top news stories of the day. Annexation vote delayed for 2 weeks after interesting meeting of the Mobile City Council yesterday. We'll talk more about that. Also, nationally, there were some races that people were watching in Kentucky and Virginia and Mississippi as well. Mississippi, Tate Reeves wins. The Democrats, up and down the line, flip Virginia blue. And the Kentucky governor's race, well, it depends on who you ask, whether it's in for Beshears or it's too close to call. We'll talk more about that coming up when we're joined by Jeff Poor in hour number three. Around 8:05, he joins us, and we'll talk about that coming up as well. Dr. Bill has a look forward to this nice weekend. We're going to get through the rain, but a nice weekend. Also, we'll check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. And in sports,
Auburn basketball gets the season started with a win and the first college football playoff rankings of the year.
Tisk, tisk, tisk. Were they? Well, I'll comment after we get the actual news coming up. Let's get some more news right now. Here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Scary moments for shoppers at the Sims Walmart after a bomb threat was anonymously called into that Walmart supercenter on Moffitt Road Tuesday afternoon. According to the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, their K-9 unit, Mobile Police's K-9 unit, and MCSO patrol units all responded to that scene. Good news, the store was cleared and no explosives were ever found. At this hour, MSCO does not have any known suspects in their custody, but this investigation does continue at this hour. The Mobile teenager who was wanted for making terroristic threats online against Vigor High School last week is now back in police custody after escaping on October the 31st. That threat was made in a Facebook post involving clowns. The school district then notified the Mobile Police Department, who then arrested the 17-year-old. That teenager was able to escape from the detention center as a transporting officer was arriving. The teenager is now in the custody of Strickland Youth Center and is charged with making a terroristic threat, escape, theft, and violation of probation. The investigation continues into the Hillsdale area of the city after one person was shot Tuesday afternoon. According to the Mobile Police Department, officers arrived at Aaron Drive in response to a man shot at approximately 3:30 p.m., and that is when they discovered a man suffering from a gunshot wound to the back. He was transported to the hospital. MPD does confirm that they have not taken any suspects into custody yet, But the investigation does continue at this hour. If you have information, you're encouraged to contact police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, everybody. Doug Holton here, inviting you to join us Thursday nights at 7 on FM Talk 106.5 for Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will 2, quality and safe work for industry. So join the conversation or just listen in as we talk Auburn football and more this fall. We'll have lively discussions and candid interviews about how the Tigers did and what lies ahead. So if you're all in, you can't miss it. Tiger Talk Overtime, Thursday nights at 7 on FM Talk 106.5.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A mass shooting suspect goes before a judge today. Prosecutors are expected to lay out evidence against D'Angelo Parnell. On August 30th, Mobile police say he shot 9 people during the LaFleur-Williamson football game at Ladd People's Stadium. Parnell faces 9 counts of attempted murder. Police don't believe he was the only shooter, and the search for a second suspect continues. The votes are in, and Republican Lieutenant Governor Tate Reeves will become the next governor of Mississippi. With 99% of precincts reporting Reeves received 52% of the vote. His opponent, Democratic Attorney General Jim Hood, got 46%. The College Football Playoff Committee released its first rankings of the season Tuesday night. They believe the Ohio State Buckeyes are the best team in the country. The Buckeyes are number one, followed by LSU and Alabama. Clemson and Georgia are currently on the outside looking in. Ohio State may not hold the top spot for long, with Saturday's showdown between LSU and Alabama looming. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
An amazing set of cookware.
J. Edgar Hoover.
14 karat gold diamonds.
We're bored. Go play outside.
Words from mom that bring back happy memories. And FM Talk 106.5 is giving you the chance to have more fun outside with the Go Play Outside Sweepstakes. A grand prize to make the outdoors fun. Go hunting in style with a Browning Outfitter package from Quince Sporting Goods, along with a Legacy Sport 223 hunting rifle with scope from Styx River and Mobile Shooting Centers. Scuba with all the dive gear you need from Gulf Coast Divers. Plus, his and hers Costa sunglasses and accessories from Sunglass World. Satisfy your backyard appetite with Monroe Bacon Sausage and Venison Processing at Monroe Meat Processing in Beatrice, as well as 2 boxes of 223 ammo and large capacity softside camo ice chest. Cook it up outside with a Traeger Pro Series 22 Bronze Electric Wood Pellet Grill and pellets from Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell at McGregor. And when you want to take it on the road, use your brand new 8-foot utility trailer with 15-inch radial tires, LED lights, treated wood floor, and more from Trailer Sales Alabama. A grand prize valued at nearly $9,000. Complete details on our Facebook and website, fmtalk1065.com. Register at any or all of our sponsor partners to win a qualifying prize and be eligible for the grand prize showcase. Go play outside with all your new toys from FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center. They've had to reset the lights more than once at Airport at Coney. And then again, 112 is closed to Champion Paper Road. This is right before the state line. Two different 18-wheeler accidents has roadway closed this morning. So far, the Bayway and the Causeway running smooth. CBD America at 5668 Old Highway 43 in Satsuma is the state's original CBD store. For your health and wellness, they offer all things hemp. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, or pain, you may receive relief with CBD America products. See them at CBD America. One.com. I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 7:15 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. I'm Sean Sullivan. That's Dalton Orwig. Kelly's on the way with more headlines. Dr. Bill's going to join us. Plus, we'll check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. Mentioned this story last hour, a little bit of it. I want to get a few more of the stats out of it. The story from our news partners at WKRG. Dauphin Island has the state's lowest poverty rate. Heck yeah, man. What's up, Mayor Collier? Dauphin Island has the lowest poverty level in the state in a measurement of zip codes done by the U.S. Census Bureau. kind of easy. You can define a zip code. You got an island.
The one and only zip code.
That's right.
Island.
The 36528 zip code. That is Dauphin Island has a poverty rate of just 1.3%. Other zip codes in our area that are doing pretty good, at least in the state rankings, 36527. Sub Spanish Fort, 4.2% poverty rate. Orange Beach, 36561, 7%. The 36693 in Mobile, 7.1%. The 36532, hey Fairhope, 8.7%. And 36695 in Mobile, 9.0%. The zip code with the highest poverty rate in the state. Now, this was surprising to me because I thought it was going to be somewhere in Dallas County and Hale County and Marengo County and Wilcox County, because those counties are like have the highest unemployment in the state. But it says the zip code with the highest poverty rate in the state is there at Calvert. So Mobile County, 36513.
Wow.
Calvert is right there on the Mobile Washington County line, and it has this has got to be something. And I wonder, I wonder if this is not the Indian land there. It's got to be the Moa land there at the. It must be. I don't know for a fact, but can y'all Calvert folks 36513 says it has a poverty rate of 69.5%.
And that's a pretty small population, too.
Right. And that's the thing. This is not done per capita. It is done per capita, but it's a percentage of that. More than a third of the people live in poverty in eight other zip codes in our area. 36612 in Pritchard, 36919 in Silas, 36610 in Pritchard, Chickasaw, 36611, Bala Battery, 36509, 36603 in Mobile, 36605 in Mobile, 36468 in Monroeville. We'll talk more about this coming up, I'm sure, in a later show. But it's an interesting breakdown out there, and I linked that story up on our Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5 if you want to check it out. All right, now it's time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by T. Batchelor & Son, Edward Jones, and say hi to the folks at Azalea City Rehab as well, all big Auburn supporters, and they bring you Auburn Sports Today.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn basketball defeated Georgia Southern to start the season 1-0. Bruce Pearl after the Tigers' 83-74 win last night at Auburn Arena.
We were just sort of discombobulated. I thought we'd do a better job attacking their pressure. It did a good job of disrupting us. We turned it over. Our spacing wasn't very good. For Javon McCormick to have to go up against a team that pressed right off the bat and kind of threw us off a little, then it becomes really difficult to get the ball back and begin to get into our offensive sets. And I could just tell you as a play caller, it was really difficult because they still don't know where to go way too often. And so as a result, it's hard to execute. And then for the kids that are out there, they're out there and they're wanting to play, but they don't know where to go, what to do, so they really can't play with great freedom. That all said, I thought that I thought Samir Dowdy had a terrific overall game. We were really good with him on the floor. And he was active. He made plays, not just scoring, but, stealing the ball, making plays out there. I thought Devin Cambridge came off the bench, played well. Even though he didn't put up big numbers, he played well. And you could see how effective Isaac Okoro is. You just got to make sure he stays out of foul trouble.
Auburn is back in action Friday against Davidson in a game played at the Naval Academy in Annapolis. Tonight marks the season opener for the Auburn women against Wofford. Tip-off from the arena is 6 p.m. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha Insurance. Find a local agent at alphainsurance.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab, a trusted provider of occupational and physical therapy services in Mobile for 40 years, now offers the finest quality CBD products to aid in your quest for better health. These nutraceuticals are independent, third-party tested with online results available. They are chemical and pesticide-free and come from trusted suppliers who only use a heat and pressure extraction process. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or at AzaleaCityRehab.com to schedule a free consult to answer all your CBD questions. Let us help you achieve better health.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm Keith Woodham, your Edward Jones financial advisor in West Mobile. We'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process, create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. Call me, Keith Woodham in West Mobile.
Or me, Carla Stewart in Spanish Fort for a face-to-face appointment.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
T. Batchelor & Sons has proudly been serving the Mobile area for over 34 years. We are a locally owned and operated family business. We offer quality products and services at affordable rates. We are a Bryant factory authorized dealer that stands up to the motto, Bryant, whatever it takes. Our family's goal is your family's comfort. Call us today for all your home comfort needs. 639-9234. Alabama license number 07208.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast is going to expect mostly sunny skies today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, why are you and Junior all wet? And your hair? Hold the story. I'll get Tony, our jeweler, out here first.
Sorry to be dripping all over the shop. So here's what happened. So Junior and I were fixing to go through the car wash when he started talking about being old enough to sit in the front seat. So I told him I'd let him ride through the car wash in the front seat. Junior's climbing all over and his foot hits the down window button. And I couldn't get my seatbelt off fast enough to move his legs out of the way to close the window before the soap started to shoot out and blind me. I tried to use Junior as a shield, but I couldn't find that button to save my life. He started to giggle and slip and slide all over the front seat. And the brushes made him slide into me. And we both were laughing so hard. So we just sat back and waited through till the end. You know, the blowers are good for drying your shoulders and above, but we were sitting in a pool of water.
Tony said you need to start a charm bracelet. You can add a silver blue enameled car to start, and you can just keep adding for all your future memories. And she's going to have a lot.
Great idea.
Okay, it's time to get this mess mopped up.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Like us on Facebook or visit mobilebaycoins.com.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7. CSpire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. CSpire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore.
CSpire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner. CSpire Business, customer inspired.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:24, FM Talk 106.5, about 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Talking about the rain coming overnight on Thursday, some 30s in the mix, and a pretty weekend. And then another cold front next week. He said it's going to drop it even colder. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Right now, say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. Good morning.
Morning, Sean. How are you this morning?
Well, Larry, I'm pretty darn good because you and I talked off air and you said the newest vehicle on the lot at LCM is one of my favorites.
Absolutely. A 2014 Tacoma Crew Cab V6 SR5 four-wheel drive.
The Unicorn. That is a hard vehicle to find.
It also has the longer bed. You know, they have a couple beds. A lot of people request them on with a little bit longer bed, and that's what this one is.
Okay, so you've got a lot of people's attention there. I guess for the people that don't know what's good, that aren't just obsessed with that truck, you also got a huge selection of third rows and cars and big trucks.
Absolutely. We do have a great selection, especially of Yukons and Tahoes. We got third-seaters. We got Expeditions. We got Toyota third-seaters. We just got a great selection of third-seaters, and then we got a great selection of cars also.
All right. Somebody just heard that. They want to come check out that Tacoma. How do they find it? How do they get in touch?
They find us at Highway 9 and Plantation Road online at lsmotorcars.com. They can like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 725, let's get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. And your health news this morning, the West Nile virus has been detected in Mobile County using Sentinel chickens. That's according to the Mobile County Health Department. Last month, the MCHD reported the fifth case of West Nile virus in the country this year. The health officer for Mobile County, Dr. Eichold, says, quote, the public should assume that there are mosquitoes carrying the disease throughout Mobile County. Don't let your guard down. MCHD received the results back from a lab in Tampa, Florida through Vector Services. They test blood samples every Monday. Since 2018, there have been 12 people diagnosed with the West Nile virus in Mobile County. Health officials advise that you wear mosquito repellent when you're participating in outdoor activities. This will help to reduce the exposure to mosquitoes. Mosquitoes that carry the virus. An arrest has been made in a burglary third degree and a domestic violence third degree complaint case. 37-year-old Archie Moore was arrested Tuesday. During the arrest of Moore, investigators then located a large amount of property believed to have been stolen in other burglaries in and around the Dolphin Island Parkway community, which is south of I-10. Investigators are asking if you believe that you were the victim of a burglary within the last 3 years in and around the Dolphin Island Parkway community. They want you to call 251-208-2580 between 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. You will then be able to make arrangements to come and identify property which may belong to you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 727 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane. Hey, our buddy Jeff Ford joins us coming up right after 8 o'clock. You got to tune in for this as election results came in that were Virginia, Kentucky, Mississippi. We're talking about Mississippi with Tate Reeves winning the governorship there. Kentucky, this goes to this is where you will see spin out there. And I was commenting on this last night later last night on Twitter. Depend on what network I went through. It went everywhere from, well, this thing is in the bag for Beshears, who's the Democrat candidate for governor in Kentucky, to it's too close to call, and Governor Bevin might be within striking distance.
Yeah, Bevin wasn't ready to call it last night. And you look at Trump's campaign manager for 2020. Mm-hmm. He was commenting about this last night. And remember, Trump won Kentucky by 30 points in the presidential election. But Brad Parscale said the president just about dragged Governor Matt Bevin across the finish line, helping him run stronger than expected in what turned into a very close race at the end.
I had to educate myself on Bevin. He was a unpopular governor. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I don't know at former Governor Bentley levels, but an unpopular governor. So how, if you could replay it without the president going to Kentucky, where would it, they're saying, well, he'd have lost by 15% or something. I don't know that, but that's the
there was some reports that he was going after unions, which if there's a state that you kind of have to depend on some votes from union members, it would be Kentucky.
Kentucky is like an eastern U.S. version of Colorado. It is interesting how the voting patterns are there, and we'll talk more about this with the guy that knows more about it than I. Jeff Ford joins us after 8, plus Virginia went blue in this. So we'll talk more about that as well, coming up at 8:05. We got Dr. Bill joining us in just a second.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A teenager who threatened shootings at four Mobile County high schools on social media has been arrested. Mobile police say the 17-year-old made the threats at several high schools the day before Halloween. The teen was eventually taken into custody, but he managed to escape after slipping out of his handcuffs at Strickland Youth Center. He faces a number of charges, including making terrorist threats and escape. The search is continuing this morning for an airman who fell into the Gulf of Mexico yesterday afternoon. The search is about a mile and a half from Santa Rosa Island. According to the Coast Guard, the airman fell from a C-130 airplane into the water. The Coast Guard, Florida Fish and Wildlife, and the Air Force are all assisting. They've been looking throughout the night. We expect to learn more today about a deadly motorcycle crash Tuesday night on the Baldwin Beach Express. One person was killed in that crash. Alabama State Troopers say the crash happened about 8:15 just south of Bucky's at the intersection of Oakdale Drive. The accident involved a motorcycle and another vehicle. Troopers confirm the victim has not yet been identified. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
According to the U.S. Department of Justice, approximately 75% of gun-related crimes are committed with stolen firearms from hardworking people like you and me. Why not team up with Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and help put an end to this rising statistic and lock them up? Liberty Safes offers many models in stock with a wide range of fire protection and security features. Come by Mike Ward's today to find the right safe to fit your needs. You're going to find service like no other. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe, exit 5B, I-65 at Moffitt in Mobile. Phone number 471-1137.
Go have arrested a suspect in the massacre of members of a Mormon family near the U.S. border on Mexico. Correspondent Patrick Opman is in Mexico City this morning.
Members of a Mormon community here in Mexico are grieving and planning the funerals of 9 family members who died apparently at the hands of a drug cartel, and family members tell us they're beginning the fight for justice.
The women and children killed were part of a large family of Mormons who are U.S. citizens but have lived in Mexico for decades. Voters in Virginia have elected Democratic majorities in the state House and Senate, says correspondent Harry Anton.
In the House of Delegates, there are 100 seats. Democrats have already won 53 of those seats, so they get a majority. That is a flip to the Democrats. How about in the state Senate? Democrats got 21 seats already declared victory for them. There are only 40 seats in that House, the state Senate, so that is also a flip to the Democrats.
And in Kentucky, the governor's race is still too close to call. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Humana and CVS both reported third quarter profit and revenue that beat expectations and provided upbeat outlooks. Shares of Humana are 4% higher pre-market, CVS shares up 2%. Chesapeake Energy stock tanked nearly 18%, the most in 3 years. A pioneer in shale extraction, Chesapeake's reversal of fortune has some analysts predicting bankruptcy. Uber Technologies beat Wall Street's consensus estimates for revenue and earnings with its Q3 results Monday, but the stock slumped Tuesday, and that could get worse when Uber's IPO lockup agreement expires today. That means early investors will be allowed to sell their shares, which add up to about 84% of the current fully diluted share count. Australia's national soccer teams approved equal pay. Women who play for the Matildas will earn the same amount as the men in the Socceroos under the new centralized contract system. New highs for the Dow, a 31-point gain, and the Nasdaq up 1 point. The S&P lost 3 on the day. Futures are pointed higher. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out. No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms. Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, here we go. You've got some changes coming. It's that time of year. Over the next few days, we'll do what? From here on through the weekend, what's going to happen?
Well, we're going to start out with a nice warm day today, and that was the situation yesterday, up to 78 degrees, which is above normal for this time of the year. And looks like we'll do it again this afternoon, upper 70s under mostly sunny skies. Although we have some clouds around this morning, we will have some sunshine. Now, tonight, though, it'll be mostly cloudy, and though tonight will be in the 60s, around 62 degrees. And then tomorrow, with the wind out of the south, we're going to see an increase in moisture, and that means rain. So showers will be developing tomorrow, possibly in the morning, but more likely we'll see it in the afternoon and on through tomorrow night as a cold front approaches. And this front will be fairly strong, and that is going to bring us some rather chilly weather for Friday and on through the weekend. But upper 70s tomorrow, and then showers coming in, and showers for Thursday night, and moving out early on Friday. Friday we'll see slow clearing. It might not occur till the afternoon, but it will be windy, and temperatures only 62 for the high on Friday. It'll clear off Friday night, and we're going to get down around 40 degrees, which means some areas will get into the mid and upper 30s. As for the weekend, looking good, sunny and 62 on Saturday, and then sunny and 68 on Sunday. And then Monday, we warm up a little bit, and with a slight chance of a shower. And then Tuesday, another cold front comes in, even stronger. And the high on Tuesday, only in the upper 50s.
Wow. Okay, so winter will have arrived.
Yeah, we go from from summer, a quick fall, and right on into winter.
I want to kind of pick apart the forecast here for a second. You said Monday, just a slight chance of rain?
Slight chance of rain for Monday night as this front comes through. And so there's a good chance that we'll see temperatures in the 30s for Tuesday night. That is 30s here in the city. And so we might be looking at the possibility of some frost around Tuesday night and possibly even Wednesday night.
All right. So people got to keep their eye on that if they've got the house. I mean, we might be getting a freeze that would bring the vegetables in or the tropical plants, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we're going to watch that carefully. And, we'll have a better fix on it certainly tomorrow and Friday as to what those temperatures will look like.
Also, then tomorrow into Friday, this rain, is there any severe weather associated with this?
Don't see any at this time. It's possible we could see a couple of thunderstorms develop, but we don't see at this point any severe weather, just shower activity, and numerous showers will be coming in for Thursday night.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively at FM Talk 106.5. Picking his brain for Monday, of course, Veterans Day. Looks okay. And that's good for the veterans and their parade on Monday. We're also taking this show, Mobile Mornings, out on the road. We'll be at the Civic Center parking lot on Monday morning and doing the show there as the veterans line up for the parade, which essentially it takes a couple zigs and zags, but then gets on what is Parade Route A. Mm-hmm. Right, so Mardi Gras Parade Route A. About an hour long, a little over an hour of a parade on Monday. So hopefully you can be downtown to show your respect to the veterans, cheer them on. And the focus this year, too, Vietnam-era veterans, like I said earlier, about time. That's a great thing that's happening on Monday. We are going to be down there, and I just got word from Patty and our friends over at Allegri Farm Market. We're going to bring breakfast out, and, this is 2019. People looking for healthy alternatives as well. So we'll have all kind of breakfast, but Allegri is going to provide us with some Baldwin County satsumas.
Oh, man.
Man, I love satsumas. This time of year, I'll get my fingers stained from the number of satsumas I eat, plus bananas. The folks at Allegri Market are going to provide us with that fresh breakfast, and they will be with us on Monday for the Veterans Day broadcast live from the Civic Center parking lot. Speaking of Veterans Day coming up, our special from the Fisher House is going to happen Saturday, mm-hmm. Sunday, and Monday. So we'll have the Fisher House show on Saturday from 10 to noon, on Sunday from 5 to 7, then again on Monday from noon to 2. So more details on that coming up, but hopefully you'll be able to come out Monday and join us for that live broadcast. Speaking of Veterans Day, you got the parade downtown, but the entire day is going to have activities and free admission at Battleship Memorial Park. That's going on and culminates with that Pops concert on Monday evening. That's going to be all day Monday. We are going out today to the USS Alabama. We'll be doing the show Midday Mobile live from the fantail of the USS Alabama. Starts at noon. We'll do Midday Mobile noon to 1. And then Tom and Cal, the Scuttlebutt crew, will come on from 1 to 2. So that's happening today right here at FM Talk 106.5. We'll check you right in. And traffic coming up next.
One thing that they share is they're all looking for hope. They're basically looking for hope that it can help them with their issues.
Meet Joe Brown, owner of Your CBD Store of West Mobile, and Dr. Jan Roberts, co-founder of the International Research Center on Cannabis and Health in New York City, on the next What's Working with Cam Marston, brought to you by Coastal Alabama Community College. Listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
Good morning, everyone, from the CBDAmerica1.com Traffic Center. Watch the lights at Airport and Cody. They've had to reset them more than once in flash mode. Also an accident off of Airport and Air Terminal Drive. And also working one at Spring Hill in Florida. And now in Baldwin County at Spanish Fort off of US 31. Just west of Jesse Road, they've got one in the middle of the roadway clearing. Improve your health and maintain your beach body one bite at a time. Join us today for the pop-up soup and salad bar inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile. Enjoy fresh greens, a variety of toppings, soups, and warm yeast rolls from 11 to 1:30. It's the Battle House Hotel, and I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you have a smartphone, you will receive a refund if you're an AT&T customer, as more than 3.5 million people have been affected. This is your tech news this morning, as AT&T has agreed to pay $60 million over allegations that they charge smartphone customers for, quote, unlimited plans, only to reduce their data speeds if they exceeded those limits. In the 2014 complaint, the Federal Trade Commission says that AT&T failed to adequately disclose to their unlimited data plan customers that if they use a certain amount of data during their billing cycle, AT&T would reduce their data speed. The FTC says, quote, AT&T promised unlimited data without qualification and failed to deliver on that promise. The $60 million will go in part to provide refunds to both current and former AT&T customers who had originally signed up for unlimited plans prior to 2011. Current AT&T customers will automatically receive a credit to their bills. Former customers will receive refund checks. This morning, the Mobile County Sheriff's Department needs your help figuring out the culprit behind a local lumberyard incident. Now, surveillance video captures a suspect driving to a lumberyard after cutting a fence. He then takes another turn around the parking lot before getting out of his vehicle and loading his truck with more than $500 worth of lumber around 10:30 p.m. October the 20th. You can watch the video on the Team Sheriff Facebook page. If you watch that video and you find that you have information, you can report that tip to the department and remain anonymous. Just call 251-574-8633. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 743 FM Talk 106.5. And by the looks of the big box stores, not too early to talk Christmas at this point.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they were already in Christmas mode. But no, this is good news. Saw Daisy, as in Daisy BB Guns.
Mm-hmm.
Is releasing an adult-sized Red Ryder. Put your eye out, folks. The Red Ryder, the classic. I happen to have been shooting my children's very small Red Ryder last night.
Wow.
An adult. We'll give you details in a second, but they're releasing a special here for Christmas, a adult-sized Red Ryder BB gun. What all moms and dads want in the stocking. I'm raising my hand right now.
That is awesome.
All right. We'll check sports with Dalton coming up, and we'll hear what kind of poppycock came out of the CFB.
Yeah, they're looking for consistency, Sean.
Yeah, consistency. I got that.
You've probably heard of all the health benefits of CBD oil. Questions? Go to CannabamaCBD.com for answers. And buy locally from Cannabama, the CBD store in downtown Mobile. And now in West Mobile on Schillinger Road South. Cannabama, changing lives one drop at a time.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do.
We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
This information update brought to you by the 41st Annual Battleship Rugby Invitational. Yes, rugby in Mobile, at the greatest backdrop on the coast, Battleship Park. Come see rugby played live November 9th and 10th. Info at battleshiprugby.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A mass shooting suspect goes before a judge today. Prosecutors are expected to lay out evidence against D'Angelo Parnell. On August 30th, Mobile police say he shot nine people during the LaFleur Williamson football game at Ladd Peoples Stadium. Parnell faces nine counts of attempted murder. Police don't believe he was the only shooter, and the search for a second suspect continues. The votes are in, and Republican Lieutenant Governor Tate Reeves will become the next governor of Mississippi, with 99% of precincts reporting Reeves received 52% of the vote. His opponent, Democratic Attorney General Jim Hood, got 46%. The College Football Playoff Committee released its first rankings of the season Tuesday night. They believe the Ohio State Buckeyes are the best team in the country. The Buckeyes are number one, followed by LSU and Alabama. Clemson and Georgia are currently on the outside looking in. Ohio State may not hold the top spot for long, with Saturday's showdown between LSU and Alabama looming. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer the problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
Good morning, 747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The first college football playoff rankings of 2019 were released last night, and the SEC not on top of those rankings. Ohio State earned the committee's number one ranking for the first time in the college football playoff era. Buckeyes are followed by number two LSU and number three Alabama, who've been ranked either first or second in the AP poll for the past 4 weeks and will, of course, face each other in a huge matchup this Saturday in Tuscaloosa. CFP Selection Committee Chairperson Rob Mullins explained why the Buckeyes were ranked ahead of the Tigers and the Tide.
But when you watch Ohio State, they have performed at a very consistent level. Really good on both sides of the ball, explosive offensive playmakers, and Chase Young's probably as disruptive a defensive player as there is in the country. And when you look at their resume, they perform at a consistently high level every week.
Penn State rounds out the top four, jumping ahead of number five Clemson, which was ranked fourth in the Associated Press poll. Mullins said the committee felt Penn State's schedule had been more difficult and that they've been more consistent.
Penn State's been very consistent. I think they've held seven of their eight opponents to 13 points or less. And Clemson's coming on and playing their best football. But after week 10, the committee felt that Penn State was a notch above.
The Nittany Lions will face unbeaten number 17 Minnesota on Saturday. Number 6 Georgia leads a pack of one-loss teams, followed by number 7 Oregon, number 8 Utah, and number 9 Oklahoma. Number 10 Florida is the highest-ranked two-loss team. They're followed closely by number 11 Auburn. And Baylor, also undefeated, comes in at number 12. The 13-member committee will produce four more sets of rankings each Tuesday before the final list is released on Sunday, December the 8th. The University of Minnesota and head coach P.J. Fleck have agreed to a 7-year contract extension that'll run through the 2026 season. The Golden Gophers currently rank 17th in the playoff poll after an 8-0 start and a 5-0 record in the Big Ten. In NFL news, Cam Newton's season is over after the Carolina Panthers placed the quarterback on injured reserve yesterday. Newton's been trying to recover from a foot injury since week 2 of this season, but is still experiencing pain. The Panthers will move forward with second-year undrafted quarterback Kyle Allen, who's 5-1 as a starter this season. The Jacksonville Jaguars announced yesterday that Nick Foles will regain his job as the starting quarterback from rookie Gardner Minshew, beginning with the November 17th game at Indianapolis. Minshew has started the past 8 games, while Foles was recovering from a broken collarbone sustained in the season opener. The 2020 college basketball season began last night, with most of the teams in the NCAA taking the court, including the top 4 ranked teams in the nation. Number 2 Kentucky knocked off number 1 Michigan State 69-62. Number 4 ranked Duke beat number 3 Kansas 68-66. In the SEC, Auburn's Samir Dowdy scored 20 points, and 3 Tigers finished in double figures as number 24 Auburn defeated Georgia Southern 83-74. The Alabama basketball program is off to a disappointing start to the Nate Oates era as the Tide fell 81-80 to the Penn Quakers in Tuscaloosa. In other games, number 6 Florida beat North Florida 74-59. Georgia beat Western Carolina 91-72. Tennessee got the win over UNC Asheville 78-63. Arkansas crushed Rice 91-43. And Mississippi State beat Florida International 77-69. Tonight, South Carolina, Missouri, Texas A&M, and Vanderbilt each begin their seasons, and the South Alabama Jaguars hold their opener at the Mitchell Center when they take on the University of Pikeville at 7 p.m. 7:51 here on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Airport and Air Terminal Drive, wreckers are on the scene of that accident. Once again, they've had to reset the lights at Airport at Cody. Watch the officers in that area. Spanish Fort, they've got an accident still clearing at US 31 just west of Jesse Road, but the Bayway and the Causeway looks good this morning. South Alabama basketball single game tickets are now on sale, and November's highlighted by the men's team hosting the Auburn Tigers at the Mitchell Center on Tuesday night, November 12th. The tickets are only $10. Get yours at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Since 1921, Baldwin Mutual Insurance Company has been the place to get insurance coverage for Alabama residents for protection of homes, farms, and commercial property. For complete property and liability coverage, see Baldwin Mutual Insurance Company, 315 East Laurel Avenue in Foley, providing outstanding property and casualty coverage for the Gulf Coast since 1921 and a proud supporter of Auburn University. War Eagle.
754 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. And Jeff Ford joins us in just a few minutes. A lot going on in politics last night. Elections Kentucky, Virginia, Mississippi. We'll break those down and talk some Washington as well coming up in just a couple minutes. Right now, Kelly has got our headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. High school sports are supposed to be fun for all involved. We're talking about the players, the schools, the parents, the band, the fans, the students, everyone. But when a referee is punched, that becomes a news headline. 38-year-old Johnny Liddell Gilliam on Tuesday was charged with third-degree assault. The North Alabama man was arrested after punching a referee at a recent high school football game. According to authorities there, Gilliam surrendered to authorities on Monday after being accused of hitting that referee during Friday night's football game. At this hour, no word on what triggered the assault. We do expect, though, more details to be released in the coming days. This is a special week if you have a high school student who has their eyes set on going to college. This week, from November the 4th to November the 8th, Alabama high school students can apply to college for free. There's a complete list online, but here's what you need to know. Senator Doug Jones, he partnered up with the Alabama State Department of Education and the organization Alabama Possible to waive college application fees this week. So if you have a high school student, please pass the word. The college applications are free in Alabama all this week. It started November 4th and it's over November 8th. Check your calendars and make plans to enjoy a formal dinner and a special night at the Redemption Church in Saraland coming up November 20th. This event is free. It's open to all ages with special needs. The church is putting on their annual Joy of Dance, which caters specifically to their guests with special needs. The event is November the 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. Redemption Church is located at 1251 Industrial Parkway in Saraland. Once again, all ages are welcome. It's absolutely free. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
757 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. By the way, we mentioned it earlier, but another heads up. Head to the Battleship today, Battleship Memorial Park, and doing the show from the fantail of the USS Alabama, my favorite place to do a radio show. And speaking of Battleship Memorial Park, all day long on Veterans Day, free admission into the park and activities going on throughout the day. And we're going to be set up over at the Civic Center parking lot from 6 to 9. Actually, we'll get there a little earlier.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because there's always like the linking back to the studio and all that. But the show from 6 to 9, Mobile Mornings, will be live from the Civic Center parking lot. And in addition to the news, weather, traffic, all that stuff we do in sports, we're also going to have Vietnam era veterans joining us because that's the focus of this year's Veterans Day celebration, and they're going to join us and talk with us from the mobile command unit down there. Also, we got a heads up, our friends over at Allegri Market, they're providing us with some Baldwin County Satsumas. They're also going to bring some bananas, so we have some healthy breakfast options, and we'll probably have some unhealthy breakfast options for you as well. So we'd love for you to come by and see us on Monday. Talk more about that coming up. Check the news right now, and then Jeff Poore, he's on the way.